Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are again blessed to be joining Madani Channel, a great electronic speaker, a great electronic means form of our betterment. Alhamdulillah. Throughout the day and night, this Madani Channel is striving so hard to help us become better Muslims, to help us become better humans, to help us become better members of society. Alhamdulillah. And through the grace of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we are in this series of self-improvement. How to get ourselves better, what can get us there, and what are the potential barriers which can stop our journey, which can stop this process of getting better and perhaps and push-ups on the wrong way. So inshallah, we learn one of those factors which has a serious consequence and could push us in the wrong way, in the trap of shaitan, in the trap of our nafs. But inshallah, Azza wa Jal, before discussing that, we will listen to the virtue of sending salawat upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hadith from At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib, hadith number 19. An Abi Darda radiyallahu ta'ala nuqal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla alayya hina yusbihu asharan wa hina yumsi asharan. أدركته شفاعتي يوم القيامة. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سيدنا أبو دردار رضي الله تعالى reports, the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one who sends salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening will receive my intercession on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the intercession of the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, an ultimate gift, an ultimate goal, an ultimate objective for us to aim to achieve, and alhamdulillah, made so easy by reciting salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such limited number, it would help us achieve that. So we need to make it our habit, because on that day of judgment, when everyone will be desperately seeking help, it will be the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which will be our savior on the day. That will be our deliverer on the day. That will provide us the deliverance on the day. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that's why we need to aim for it. We need to strive for it. Alhamdulillah, this is a great way to do that. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I mentioned at the beginning that we are going to talk about one of the barriers, what can stop us from improving ourselves. And that is a problem which seems to be so prevalent in our society. It seems to be so common, sadly, in our society, that it seems that people don't even consider a sin. People don't even consider it to be something bad, to be something which can destroy us, both spiritually as well as it can have physical harms which could come as a result. I'm sure we've all heard that story. Right from young age, we heard that story of boy who cried wolf. And there was so much, you know, we learned the number of times we might have shared this story with our children. So how come on one hand we are teaching ourselves, we are teaching our children that so the boy who cried wolf the first time, people came rushing, found that there was no wolf, rather the boy was making fun, was deliberately lying. And then he does it second time, and then the third time they fail to address when the wolf is actually there. And as a result, the boy, the herd of sheep, it comes to harm. So we all learned that story. We all remember that story. But despite knowing that story, we still continue on this path of lying continuously through, you know, we're lying through our teeth. We are making such bold statements, which, you know, even if we were to reflect for a moment, should shame ourselves that this is how, as a Muslim, I'm behaving. It's such a crime, which is considered bad in every society, in every religion. Even those who don't even have a religion, even they consider lying to be one of the worst traits of a human. And here, our own Muslim brothers, our own Muslim fellows, our own ummah is deliberately doing that. Despite knowing the harms of lying, despite knowing what harm it could bring to us. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is a serious barrier. If we want to improve ourselves, but we continue to lie, then we're not really true to ourselves. We're not really true in our commitment to do that. So, and if we continue on this path, then the consequences are severe. So let me share another story about a man who once stole money from his cousin. And the cousin, he stole the money from his cousin, but the cousin, he caught the thief in Masjid al-Haram and told him to return the stolen goods. Now the thief called his cousin a liar. And so the victim told him to take an oath if he was telling the truth. And sadly, we know how common that is in our society. We feel it's so easy to, ma'adallah, to raise oath, to swear by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by the glorious Quran, deliberately, even when we know that we have lied. But just to preserve our name, just to preserve our position, just to avoid this shame in this world, we are deliberately putting ourselves in the way of ultimate shame on the day of judgment. So this person, so he asked me, said, okay, if you don't accept, then take oath. And hearing this, the thief, he stood next to Maqam-e Ibrahim. Allahu Akbar. Look at the sanctity of the place he's standing. And he stands next to the Holy Kaaba, next to Maqam-e Ibrahim. Allahu Akbar. That place of Maqam-e Ibrahim, for which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى. That place, which is where still the footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu al-Anbiya, that sanctimonious place, that special place, that sacred place. And this ill-fortuned person, he stands next to Maqam Ibrahim facing the Kaaba, and he took an oath based on a lie. He took a false oath. And upon witnessing this, the owner of the money, he stood between Rukn al-Jamani and Maqam Ibrahim. And he raised his hands to make dua. As he was making dua, the thief lost his mind and screamed, "What has happened to me? What happened to the money? What happened to the owner of the money?" News of this incident, it reached the grandfather of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala an. He arrived at the scene, gathered the stolen money and returned it to the owner. However, the thief continued to run and scream until he fell off the mountain and died, becoming food for wild animals. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this was the outcome of the one who was a thief, a liar, and someone who took false oaths. This is why it is necessary for us to refrain from these evil deeds and protect ourselves from a painful punishment. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, how is it possible that one says that I want to improve myself, I want to get better, I want to become an important, effective member of society, and then they continue to lie? And as we learn from this person, not just lying, but actually standing by the lie, to even take oath standing in Mataf, the place where we do tawaf, we revolve around the Holy Kaaba, to stand in that place. Look at this, the how sacred that place is. And this person, he desecrated the sanctity of that place, standing next to the Maqam Ibrahim. Allahu Akbar. And none of that made him think for a moment, made him reflect that Just imagine, where am I standing? Where am I standing and saying these words and deliberately lying, standing by a lie, and then to make an oath? This is openly inviting the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And despite that, he continues to do that. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made him a living example of those who lie. This is the consequences they face. And Allah ta'ala showed the world there and then. And of course, the punishment to face in the hereafter, that's separate, that's an addition. But sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would make the signs apparent in this world, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, just so that we can preserve some pennies of this world, just so that we can preserve our so-called shame, so that we can preserve our so-called status in society. And here we are deliberately lying, deliberately displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For what? To face such wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to pay heed, we need to learn from this, that this is what lying can do. Lying is a dangerous spiritual illness. Due to lying continuously, a person is recorded as a major liar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of us would want our names added to a register of criminals at the police station. And if this were to happen, the peace of our days and the sleep of our nights would be ruined. So we need to reflect for a moment, if none of us would want our names added to a list of criminals in this world, then as Muslims, we can never accept being included in the register of liars in the court of Allah Almighty. How could we? If we are labeled as major liars in the court of Allah Almighty, we will be raised with the wrongdoers on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Imagine if a person is aware that there are dangers with every step taken on a certain path, and that walking on that path would put his life and wealth at risk, an intelligent man would do everything he can to avoid that path. However, it is unfortunate that the world is more beloved to us than the hereafter. We know lying is a dangerous path which leads to hell, but we choose to be heedless and continue in our way. Even worse than this, we don't even consider lying to be something bad. We lie for personal gain. We lie to earn money. We lie to earn respect. We lie to make people laugh. We lie to claim a position of fame and honor. And we should remember that we will be unable to bear the punishment for lying. How many times we use these hyperboles in our CV, the curriculum vitae? How many times we use them on our resume as a director of research and development? You get these the CVs, the resume of people applying for different roles, and people deliberately embellishing their CVs, deliberately lying on their CVs, just to get that position, just to get the job. And we think that somehow nobody will be able to see through that. And even if that were to occur, nobody could see through that. Could we actually, in our regard, in the way we are thinking, what do we think? Can we, in this path of deliberately lying, of just to get a position, a job, or whatever it is we are after, who are we fooling? We can't fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we are doing is fooling ourselves. That's what we are doing. And we think that, oh, it's just an extra statement on my CV. It's just an extra skill I've recorded on my resume. What harm could it bring? But it could be that the harms which we could face, it could be so serious that we could actually face the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Have you ever thought about that? What could it lead to? We might actually be disadvantaging another candidate who has been truthful on their CV. And I got the role because of the things which I've recorded on my CV, on my resume, at the cost of that person losing that role. I've become a reason for that person's disadvantage. And then that skill which I have purported to demonstrate that I have that skill when I don't, then that could actually cause us to lose that integrity and probity, which are the key aspects of any successful person. And I've seen that in my career, where a person who fibbed some numbers on an Excel sheet and tried to pass it on as true numbers when they were not. And they were caught out by the journal in which they were trying to publish their manuscript, they were trying to publish their piece of research. And that journal then made that person blacklisted so that this person could never publish again with journal or any journal of that particular enterprise. And then that person was then reported to me as the senior member of the organization and was also reported to the licensing authority for that doctor. Look at the impact it had on that person and that potentially something which could have ruined his career, that one lie could lead to such disastrous results in this world, and then not to mention what one could face in the hereafter. And this is just one example which I've shared. The number of times people raise oath on the Holy Quran to preserve their so-called status when they know that they are lying and they're doing it deliberately. My dear viewers, Madani Channel, none of this is worth it. None of this is worth it. We can't avoid the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we constantly lie, if we constantly make erroneous statements and then say that, oh, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all forgiving. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who has advised us not to. And we're trying to make fun of that. And this is the thing which could damage our heart, our soul to an extent that it could potentially become an irreversible damage. Do we want that? And look at ulama kiram, they say that one of the first tools of shaitan to distract Sayyidina Adam ala Nabijina alayhi salatu was salam and Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu anha was lying when the shaitan lied to them about the sacred tree. So lying can have such disastrous consequences, and lying is a weapon of shaitan. And I, as a believer, am using that? None of that is worth it. The greatest and final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, a man came to me in my dream and told me to follow him. So I walked with him and saw two people. One was standing and the other was sitting. The standing man was using pliers to rip apart one side of the sitting man's jaw. Then he would tear apart the other side of the jaw. As soon as the second side was torn apart, the other side of the jaw would heal. I asked the man who took me there, what is this? The man replied, this man was a liar. He will be punished like this in his grave until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Abdul Rahman Hatim Asam Balkhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states, we have heard that the liar will be transformed into a dog in hell. The one who is jealous will be transformed into a pig, and a backbiter will be turned into a monkey. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this narration is warning for people who lie, who backbite, who feel jealousy when their Muslim brothers receive blessings. Lying may grant us success in this temporary world, but it will be a cause of nothing but regret in the grave and the hereafter. We can't bear the pain of a toothache in this world. So how will we tolerate the pain of having our jaw ripped apart in the hereafter? The one who cannot endure an insect bite in this world, how will he endure punishment in the grave? Allahu Akbar. And as we have heard, the liar can be punished both in this world and certainly in the hereafter. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is why it is so important. And those who understood this, those who made it part of their life that whatever happens, they would always be truthful, because we belong to the Ummah of the most truthful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose truth, whose trust was complimented even by the most staunchest of enemies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pagans of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Even they believed in the trustworthiness and the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and called him a Sadiq wal Amin. So how come we, being the followers of that beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and possess the traits of shaitan, possess the traits of those enemies of Islam? No, our conduct, our behavior should be well above reproach. And those who understood this, how young, and we heard this story of that beautiful, auspicious, that incredible boy, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh, who, when the robber comes to him and says, boy, do you have something? And he says, yes, I have 40 gold coins, 40 dinar, sewn inside my robe. And he doesn't believe. The second one come and ultimately presented to the leader of all those robbers. And when he asks, and then the boy shows him those 40 gold coins, they were sewn inside, and the leader asks him, he says, well, he was the gang leader, and he asked the boy, why didn't you hide this information? Why did you not lie when you were asked about, do you have something? You could have simply said no, and we would not have probed you because you are just a child. So we would not even imagine, we would not even consider that you were deliberately lying, would have left you. So you could have saved your, you could have saved your wealth, you could have saved these 40 gold coins. Allahu Akbar, what does he say? He says, when I left Baghdad, my mother gave me one piece of advice, that no matter wherever you are in life, always speak the truth. Who was this boy? This boy was our grand imam. This boy was our grand shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala. How many times we've heard this story, we've shared with our children, the boy who always spoke the truth, and still we don't follow his way? And look at when he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, demonstrated that from the early years of his life, that one incident, that one truth, it became the reason of converting the life of the entire gang. And they all abandoned their way of robbing and their way of looting people. And they all turned to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what one can achieve when they stick to truth. When they shun lies away, when at the whisper of shaitan, at the desire of their nafs, they still go against it and say, no, I will always speak the truth. This is what we achieve. So if you want to improve ourselves, if you want to get better, then this is what we need to do. That we need to follow the way of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala. If we want to avoid the punishment in the grave, in the hereafter, or even in this dunya, then we need to follow the way of the loved ones, the way of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And truly, if we want to save ourselves from sin, the sins of lying, the sins of backbiting, the sins of these heinous crimes which we can commit against ourselves and the members of our society, then what we need to do is to stay affiliated with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, those who adopt the company of the righteous in the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, those who join the company of the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this environment, it spiritually enlightens us, and it gives us that it instills the love of Allah Almighty's beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. And when that love is sparkling in our hearts, then it will stop us lying and following us the path of shaitan. So by joining this blessed environment and participating in its religious activities is the perfect way to avoid sins such as lying and all these poor practices. And inshallah, by traveling in Madani Qafilas in order to propagate the blessed teaching of the Quran and the blessed Sunnah, reflecting upon our daily actions and preparing for a successful life in the hereafter by filling in the pious deeds booklet, inshallah, or doing it on the as an app on our phone, and completing it, submitting into the responsible brother on the first day of that new calendar month by participating in the weekly ijtima, the weekly gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami, by watching Madani Mudhakara every Saturday. All of these are great opportunities for us to stay truthful, to avoid lies, and to train ourselves and our spirit, our heart, our inner being, to train it on the path to righteousness, on the path to truthfulness. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq to always be amongst the truthful ones. And may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to always avoid lying and to avoid the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this world and the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Self-improvement. Transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.